Outbreaks of emerging new diseases like SARS are sometimes hard to detect until thousands of people are ill. That's why agencies like the World Health Organization have developed a worldwide alert system to catch diseases earlier. The WHO relies heavily on voluntary reports from affected countries, the internet, information shared by professional colleagues, and rumors. There have been attempts to apply stricter rules, but governments hesitate to cooperate in fear of the economic repercussions epidemics can have. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
International health regulations require governments to notify the World Health Organization if even one case of certain highly infectious and lethal diseases, such as yellow fever, cholera, or plague, are discovered. But few governments do. Even when they do, the information can be confusing and unreliable, the consequences disastrous. Dr. Rafe Henderson was Assistant Deputy General at the World Health Organization in 1994 when there was an outbreak of the plague in the southern Indian city of Surat.
We suddenly learned that there was panic in the city, hundreds of thousands of people fleeing from Surat all over India, and then we couldn't get good information about what was happening in Surat, either to control the plague or to be sure that passengers leaving India were being adequately screened so they would not be carrying this highly infectious form of plague. The Middle East actually imposed a ban on all air traffic from India for a number of weeks.
The economic impact was catastrophic, a loss of $2 billion. But that scare and rumors a few months later that a passenger aboard one airline was possibly infected with Ebola served as a wake-up call. WHO needed a better way to respond to outbreaks. The agency has been revising the international health regulations to accommodate a much more mobile and electronically connected world. The emphasis, says Henderson, is on collaboration.
WHO doesn't try to do things itself. It needs to work through national governments. It needs to be in a coordinating capacity, sharing information, and then mobilizing resources from member states. In fact, if it didn't get cooperation from member states, enormous contributions of staff and time and money often for specific outbreaks, WHO couldn't function.
The model, he says, should be WHO's influenza network.
There have been laboratories that have been collaborating with WHO all over the world, particularly to identify new strains so that one can get vaccines manufactured. There's been no economic repercussions.
But the problems presented by new emerging diseases like SARS are more difficult. Some crop up, kill, and burn out before they are understood. Dr. Peter Piot is the director of UNAIDS, who, along with another researcher, discovered the Ebola virus in 1976. It killed hundreds and spread to 20 villages before it was contained.
When a virus kills people much faster, like in the case of Ebola virus, 1 week after the infection, you're ill, and most people die 1 week later. It's so obvious that there is a new epidemic, and it creates even often panic. And classic containment and quarantine can help.
The quicker the response, he says, the less likely countries will suffer border closings and economic damage. Ironically, a slower and less contagious virus, like AIDS, can take years to become visible, be more lethal, and present its own special challenge.
It's been far more difficult for leaders to speak up because of the shame, the uneasiness, the taboos around sex and using drugs. Something that is transmitted through sneezing and coughing and so on. I mean, there's no taboo on that one. China has waited 5 years, 10 years to be open about AIDS. It has, and it is open in the meantime. In contrast, on SARS, it has reacted quite rapidly, even if there has been a cover-up for a couple of months.
The reluctance of governments to report outbreaks and the unpredictability of new emerging infections has led those involved in global surveillance to focus more on trying to identify unusual events. Illnesses or deaths, sometimes in remote and isolated regions, that might be an international concern. Epidemiologist Jack Woodall is the president of ProMed, an electronic bulletin board started by the International Society of Infectious Diseases in 1994 to provide early warnings of such events.
A lot of viral diseases in particular, but other ones too, have clinically identical symptoms when they start. Fever, headache, sometimes respiratory symptoms. And we have to make sure that we don't ignore ones that, for example, a rash that looks like measles, but might not be measles.
One physician, often a private physician, may see an event and not be able to diagnose it. Health authorities are usually alerted when there are several cases and unexplained deaths. Even then, it may take months before the World Health Organization gets wind of such events. Woodall says SARS came to the attention of WHO after an inquiry from one of ProMed's 30,000 subscribers.
A particular retired outbreak specialist in the States happened to be following a chat group in China. And he sent us a message and said, you know, there seems to be a big outbreak in Guangdong and hospitals have been closed and people dying. And he said, I haven't seen anything about that on ProMed. Well, WHO reads ProMed mail.
WHO contacted Chinese health officials who didn't cooperate initially. That has led many to question whether WHO has enough authority to investigate and control such outbreaks. Sometimes all they can do is publicize an outbreak and hope a country will cooperate. Jack Woodall says it's like asking the United Nations to search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
And now they're asking another UN body, which is WHO, belongs to the UN, to do health enforcing. It just doesn't work like that. It's just not practical. UN bodies are made up of member states, and they are sovereign states, and they will do what they want regardless of the international regulations. All that the WHO could do is say, you know, it really is in your own interest to invite us in to help us solve this disease problem for you. But they certainly can't enforce it.
Given the speed with which information and misinformation now travel, UN AIDS Dr. Peter Piot says governments will learn that it is to their advantage to cooperate with the World Health Organization at the outset in exchange for confidentiality and assistance, rather than waiting until an epidemic gets out of hand.
Communication is there, the trust, you know the people before there is a problem. Because if you've got to build that up in the middle of panic, when there is an epidemic, and when people are not always in the best position to judge, when politics may easily take over, that's far more difficult.
For more than a century, countries have banded together to stop the spread of new diseases. But each new outbreak of disease presents a whole new set of questions and challenges for public health experts in a world where borders are more porous than ever. Like people, it is hard to keep microorganisms in one place. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.